What's going on? Welcome back. Welcome back. It's been a minute. Welcome back. Welcome back. This is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. Welcome back. Yay. All right. Good. Just thank you guys for stopping by again. Thank you. I appreciate you. We have a very important topic to talk about today. Awesome. What's going on? Welcome back. This is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. Welcome back here. I appreciate you. Okay, if you're watching me live or you're watching me rebroadcast, either way, thank you so much. Please do me a favor. Go ahead and share and like and subscribe. We're going to have a good time talking about this topic today. We're also going to learn a lot of lessons. Sadly, throughout the course of my day, just going about my regular day today, I've been watching in and out some videos. And I feel like no one has really talked about the real issues. You know, everyone is busy. The shaming, insulting, guilt, need to be right, and all this craziness. And just off of watching a lot of stuff that's been going on, it's pretty obvious to me why a lot of relationships are breaking down. You know, first of all, lack of leadership. There's zero leadership, accountability. You know what they say about the fish, it smells from the head, right? And this is man of prestige. You're a man of prestige. Ladies and gentlemen, you have a man of prestige in your life, I'm hoping, or somebody who's looking to become a man of prestige. We're all striving to be the best version of ourselves, right? But sadly, for what I've seen thus far, it's obvious why the nuclear family is breaking down. People are focused on the wrong things. People are focused on calling
Jada.
Yeah, that's the video we're going to review together today. People are focused on calling Will Smith the simp. And yeah, we're going to talk about that today. There's a lot of things that I want to unpack in this particular coverage of this Will Smith story. If you've noticed, I've really never covered Will Smith because honestly, I don't think any one of us know enough to even judge these people. But we know enough to extract some lessons. All we should be doing is extracting lessons, not judging those people, not calling them names and stuff like that. And I'm not talking about Chris Rock. Chris Rock was doing what he's supposed to do. He's a comedian. And yes, comedy is supposed to be controversial. Punchlines that can cross the line. I'm sure he knew that one day he would get punched in his nose. So I'm not talking about him at all, right? I'm talking about the rest of the world. I'm talking about a bunch of grown men on the internet all day today who's basically taking advantage of this to get their dick hard for calling another man a simp. Yes, I'm talking to you if you've been one of those today, right? All of us. I'm talking to all of us, okay? Because obviously, the thumbnail says it all too, right? But again, it depends on what you're trying to do. The thumbnail was supposed to do what it's supposed to do. But if, as an individual, you are really, really enjoying this, you're having a good time, dragging another man, you know, and one, you've never been married. Two, you don't have a wife. Three, you've lost your wife. And you're having a good time dragging those people. I feel sorry for you because, again, the joke is on you. The joke is on you because it's the hypocrisy for me, right? Well, before we get into that, I have about 33 questions that we're definitely going to dive in through. And I want to answer all of those questions. I want you to answer those questions as well. But again, the lesson is not that Will Smith is a simp or not. Will Smith fucked up in two different places. I'll mention those things, okay? But they're very minor stuff, okay? When you look at the life of a man, they're extremely minor stuff. I'll point those out. First thing, I'll point those out. But then I will go through these 33 questions so we can really extract the lessons that we need to extract for the men in this society right now. And before you go there, this is not a Black American thing. No, it's not. It's a Black man thing. All across Africa, I'm watching everybody in Nigeria having a fueled for their day, right? They're having a good time just dragging this whole story in the wrong direction. I'm talking about everything. It's for us. We're going to talk about it. We have to extract this lesson. If we don't, we will continue to suffer. The nuclear family will continue to suffer. We will continue to raise our children in the wrong environment if we don't get this right. If we think the lesson here is to don't be a simp. If you think that's the lesson, you're fooling yourself. You're the butt of the joke. You're the butt of the joke, okay? And I'm going to spell all that out today. So without any further ado, let's get started. And these are sizable books. They are minimum 200 pages. You can download them absolutely for free by simply going to, for example, this one, you just go to getmymarriageback.com, smartrealestatewholesaling.com, realestatemoneysecrets.com. So yes, I am a 3x author, and those books are out there for your consumption. And they are also available everywhere on Amazon, anywhere that you pick up books. So in case you prefer a physical book like that. All right, awesome. So the first thing we're going to cover today, we're going to cover Will Smith versus Chris Rock. That's probably why you're here. Then we're going to cover that. We're also going to talk about people claiming they're leaving the manosphere. It's oxymoron. We're going to talk about that, honestly, if we have time, you know. Also, we're going to talk about Gary Vee. How many of you know who Gary Vee is, right? He advises the manosphere. Would you be interested in seeing that advice? All right, good. Another thing we're going to cover today is the story of Frank and Brian Houston, Hillsong founders. You know, the son, who is Brian Houston, just resigned. Got to talk about that too. Again, man-related topics that we can learn a lot of lessons from. Also, if we have time, we'll talk about somebody who left a comment here. Who wanted to fight for Tariq Nasheed. He's a masculine man, right? We're going to talk about that. If we have time, we'll talk about is a good father a good husband. You know, I hang out on Clubhouse every now and then, and certain conversations that goes down there. And also one of my guys on Clubhouse asked me this question. He said, "What should he expect for dating a divorced person?" And came up with 5 things that I think he should expect. So we're gonna cover that. But the first thing we're gonna cover today is the Will Smith story. We definitely got to cover that, all right? Thank you. Thank you, Jay Bones. I'm not sure what you like about my shirt, but thank you, man. And shout out to I Am Oching. Shout out to Tawana. Tawana, I'm sure Tawana is hanging out either rebroadcast or broadcast. Yes. But yes, shout out to you, regulars. Thank you so much. Your support means everything to me, okay? Your engagement means everything to me. So please go ahead and hit the like. Subscribe. So the first thing I want to do is I want to dive in through this video. Actually, before I dive in through the video, what I'll do is I'll play a little bit, then we'll look at, I'm trying to think about the best way to do this. I want to make sure I cover everything, right? But we kind of know what's going on already. Let me give you a recap, okay? So I don't know. I think it was 2020, okay? We all know Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith. They're a couple, right? As a matter of fact, I was just watching a video. Let me make sure that my audio is good. All right, good. All right, so I was just watching a video with a guy, one of the OAPs in Nigeria, one of the most popular on-air personalities in Nigeria. On-air personality, his name is Daddy Freeze. And he was saying Will and Jada are not power couple. I don't know what he's smoking, but we're going to get to that, right? There's a lot of people just running their mouth all day. A lot of people running their mouth, and people that have personal vendetta almost. I'm hearing all kind of that. That's not really authentic, really authentically what we need to be learning. But anyway, so back in 2020, I think, they came out on the red table. That's the number one fuck up for Will Smith. They came out on the red table, right? I'll tell you right now, there are 2 fuck ups of Will Smith. It's the red table. The second fuck up of Will Smith was last night, okay? Not particularly because he went and punched or slapped Chris Rock in the face, because if that was me, if I find myself in that position, I would have made sure that my face is folded. I'm just being honest with you. I am protective of mine like that, okay? And all values, character, all that kind of stuff gets thrown out the window if I ever find myself in that position, okay? And I have before, and it's not a very pretty sight, right? And I would never want my enemy to get in that space, because clearly he went out of character. He was caught up in his emotions. That's something I absolutely discourage here, right? We don't get caught up in our emotion. We do. Let me take that back. We do. We try to avoid getting caught up in our emotions. Because one of the things I try to tell you here is, don't put yourself on a pedestal. Stop doing that. You know, all that, I'm going to be intentional, do the right thing, nonsense. You're going to try. You're human like the rest of us. You're going to position yourself to encourage not getting out of character. Because again, if you get caught up in your emotions, you can't get caught up in your emotions like the rest of us. Okay? You can. Like the rest of us. You're not no special. It doesn't matter how many books you've read. It doesn't matter how many textbooks you've read. It doesn't matter how many times you've mastered Rollo Tomasi and all of this different craziness and Will Smith's book and what's his name? The other radio guy, right? Steve Harvey. Whatever you've memorized, it doesn't matter. You're human like the rest of us. We got to wait until you get caught up in your emotions. If you stick your dick in somebody, you get caught up in emotion. You don't have to wait until you're married. For those of you that are capping all day, I'm not going to marry, so they don't take advice. Bullshit. You stick a dick in somebody, you get caught up in your emotion. Usually even more because you thought you had protected yourself because of the paperwork. But actually, you're fooling yourself because you haven't really done the work. You're using like easy stuff to do the work, like things like prenup. You're using things like that. Prenup is nice, but it only protects you financially. It protects you from a physical and financial standpoint, like your properties, I guess. But your heart is not protected because you're not doing the work. You think that's going to help you do the work. That's not going to help you do the work. You still have to do the work. So the moment you get caught up in an emotion with a person, either for love or against love or in an altercation, anything like that, you're just as exposed as the rest of us. So if you don't do the work, you're fooling yourself. All right? So let me get back to the topic. So the fact that he went out of character, got caught up in emotion, we don't encourage that. No, no. All right? And we even do more work to make sure we don't get caught up in such situation. Your intentions are overrated. They are just that good. They're okay, but it's better to be intentional about positioning yourself, right? Putting the right systems in place. What does that look like? We can start with the number one thing, right? Number one thing is that who are the closest five people to you, right? Why do we say that? We say that because that reflects on your results. That influences your actions, right? Influences. It's not guaranteed, but it increases your chances that you'll do the right thing from time to time, right? As you can see, not even Will Smith could maintain his posture in a time of crisis. So when people run their mouth in these spaces and talk like, oh, you're going to do this. You're going to be a celibate. You're going to be a virgin. And then suddenly life will be beautiful. I'm like, you're full of shit. Because crisis is always going to come from the blind spot. And yesterday was a blind spot for Will Smith. And I tell you, men, all the time, you have to be careful for things like this. Right? He mentioned that Denzel Washington said, it's in your highest of highest moments, sometimes that's when the devil want to come in. From a blind spot. It's not from those books. Like all those books you covered, the legal stuff, I'm not going to get married. I'm just going to call every woman a hoe or 304 on the internet. You think you're protecting yourself, but you're actually working against yourself. You're walking backwards because you're not doing the work necessary to protect yourself. The work that needs to be done after you've done it, the work that you need to do after you've done it, shit can still happen. You know, so I have this, I'm going to run through this 33 questions that I want to kind of answer them all together, right? And then we'll go through the video and I feel like we're going to get the most out of probably this live session in all of it. Because again, this is a real life example. Somebody who is doing very well, extremely well. Somebody who is, you know, let's not get started. Anyway, number one question, was this a simp or bold move for Will Smith? It's neither. It's not relevant. It's not relevant to simple move or not, right? Some people say, oh yeah, the wife kind of looked at him and then he changed his mind. It's not relevant, okay? It's just not relevant. This move was somebody got caught up in the emotions. It's as simple as that. A man or a woman can get caught up in the emotion and act out of character. When you're zoned in on this is a simple move, you're not even learning the real lesson that you need to learn. You're zoning on the wrong thing completely. What do you mean a simp move? That's his wife anyway. So it's not like he's simping to get something. Or he's looking to get her attention. No, that's stupid. That's the wife. I don't care what happened in 2020 with August Asina or anybody in the past. That's his wife. They were on the red carpet together. They came there together. Nobody put a gun in their head. What happened in their marriage is none of our businesses. Literally. And like I said, he fucked up by even sharing that with the world because people are weird out here. You share something with them so you can help with some healing, but then they use that to drag you. That's how this world operates. So he fucked up because he should have known that he should protect his family by not sharing everything. You don't want, you know, that's one of the mistakes I see people make in the Western world, right? So from where I'm from, we all know as men that not everything needs to be said. Literally, some shit has to go to the grave with you. Yes. Fuck all that transparency and honesty bullshit. That's not how life works. People are going to drag you to fuck with your mental health. Okay. And it's not going to work in your favor. Ultimately, you're not going to impact anyone. It's going to interject other ways you can serve humankind or mankind. Just because you're all woke and you want to share information. Yeah. Don't do that. If you're in that position, don't share your life with people like that. If you're going to share anything, be extremely strategic about it and make sure you're protecting your loved ones. You should have protected Jada and his children by completely saying, no, we're not going to the red table. I don't care. I don't think he was doing it for money. I think he's a guy that's authentically trying to help. That's what I think. But he backfired now. So that was the first fuck up. The second fuck up was yesterday. Simply because he got caught up in his emotions. That's something we just try to avoid. As men especially, you can't afford to do that because it's a way for you to keep your eyes on the bag and keep your eyes on your brand, right? And make sure that you're protecting your family, right? And use reverse psychology when you're processing that because sometimes protecting your family could look like you're punching somebody's face, but you're actually working against yourself. And I felt like ultimately, yesterday was against that brand. All right. So that's number one. Number two, should comedy justify Chris Rock? I think so. But also, if you're a comedian, you should expect that you may get punched in your face for saying the wrong things. I mean, I don't know. You know, if you're offending people right in their face, you know, especially someone like Will Smith. I don't know. I don't think it was expected, but again, anything can happen, right? So I think comedy did justify because once you put it out there, it becomes public domain and people make jokes with it. They make jokes with it, right? I would be wise about that if that's my colleague. I don't have to make such jokes to make money as Chris Rock. I'm not no newbie, Godfrey type of comedian, right? It was a little tasteless, but again, it depends on whose opinion that is. In my opinion, I think comedy is a beautiful thing in life and we should protect comedy. Did Will Smith do this for Jada? No. Now, it depends on what you mean, right? What do you mean by that? It's like, again, the hypocrisy out here, right? In one breath, we want nuclear family. We're shaming women for destroying nuclear family. In the other breath, you're shaming a man that's trying to protect himself by way of protecting his family. What do I mean by protecting himself? For those of you that are Christians, because some of you claim you're doing the Christian and this is what you use to manipulate other people sometimes, right? This is what Ephesians 5:28 says. Verse 28, in the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. When we say love, what do we mean by that? The precise difference between love and respect is that you're willing to die for. So what do you mean by, don't put yourself in harm's way because such a wife? What do you mean? What is such a wife? What that kind of wife? What does that kind of wife mean? Why? Because she had transgressions in the past? The one event that you all know about? Oh, the Tupac? See, every time you bring up Tupac and August Asina, when it comes to Will Smith and Jada Pinkett, so it tells me more about you. It tells me more about your insecurities. It tells me more about how you would react. Even if there's no real crisis, it just looks like it. You probably will lose your shit, right? It tells me more about that, right? The truth is that we don't know what we don't know. For all we know that they took a break. Yes, it was an idea. Yes, that marriage was in an extremely weak place. What marriage do you know that has survived the test of times? I've been married for 15 years. I can speak to this. Happily, right? What marriage do you know that stood the test of time that does not, that have never gone through the weakest that any human being can go through and any marriage can go through, right? Do you even know what those things are? You don't know. For the most part, you don't know what those things are. You just happen to know this particular people's story because, again, Will Smith fucked up by bringing this to the surface. By even making this a thing at all. You see what I'm saying? So, loving as your own bodies. If you know the definition of love in the context of marriage, it means you're willing to put yourself in harm's way. It's not something you decide to do like a simp. If you're truly in a marriage, right? If you're truly in a marriage that means anything to anyone, you would naturally feel that. Just like a woman who is receiving that love from you will naturally respect, submit, and trust. Okay? What does that look like? Love sometimes is actually the masculine energy that you're looking for. It means you're willing to die, put yourself in harm's way for your family. But some of you are stuck on, oh yeah, she was for the streets, so she did this, she did that. I don't know how that matters. And so I heard somebody earlier today said, once you lose respect, you can't gain it anymore. Says who? Respect is earned 100% of the time. I don't care how much you've lost the respect, you can earn it back. The only thing you may not be able to earn back, maybe because of the extent of damages, is maybe the in-love effect or somebody coming back to be your spouse. You may not be able to get that back, but respect is 100% earned. As long as you have time, you can always earn respect back. All it takes is consistency. That's it. A changed behavior, consistency. People have no choice but to respect you when you bring consistency and change behavior to the table. That means it's a function of time, it's a function of patience, right? People say that because they lose their shit, they lost patience, they lost their family, they lost their wife. And oh, once you lose it, you can't gain respect back. Says who, okay? Have you spoken to people that have gotten their family back, such as Will Smith, or you're just running your mouth because of one scene you saw on the internet yesterday? I'm going to guess is the latter. Okay? I'm going to guess that all the people you're talking to are divorcees or people that have never experienced the idea of a woman falling in love with them before in the past. So, of course, it's easy to run your mouth from that standpoint. Let's go back, right? So, the true definition of love is, yes, you're willing to put yourself in harm's way and fuck what happened in the past, okay? It doesn't matter what happened in the past. Okay, and you wouldn't know naturally because you've never gone through this. You never experienced this before. But if you've experienced it, you know what it means for someone to get their wife back, to get their husband back, to put their family back together, to keep their home in order. If you were not able to put your home in order, you lost your family. You gotta acknowledge that first, and then realize that there's something you still need to learn because every marriage will go through something similar where you almost lost it. Why? Because you don't have context. You don't know what you don't know until you're in it. Right? All right. So that's fourth question. Okay. Would you defend your lady like Will Smith? Okay. Now it's a simp move. It's a, would you defend your lady like Will Smith? Let me ask you, right? Or you're just going to punk out and say, oh yeah, because she was for the street. She did this to me last year. Or you're going to justify not being able to move on another guy and throw him a nice punch in the face just because you felt like it. Yes, out of character. Yes, out of, you got caught up in emotion. But are you bold enough? Because I think that's much more of a bold move than it's a simp move, if you ask me. Okay? Never mind that you think I'm justifying it. Whatever. What I'm saying is that are you going to sit there like a punk if you feel some type of way or actually get up? Yes, caught up in your emotions sometimes and do what you got to do. Sometimes a man got to do what it's got to do. That's how life works. That's what being a man is too, by the way. Being a man doesn't mean you're always perfect. I don't encourage violence. I don't encourage getting caught up in your emotions because you can lose everything. Lose your bag, lose the brand, lose your family in that process. Lose your freedom, right? I don't encourage it, right? But I'm also telling you that part of being a man is to admit that you're not perfect. Stop trying to solve everyone's problem. That was probably a mistake that Will Smith was making too, but you get the gist there, right? The idea is stop trying to think that you You're not a macho man like that, okay? Be okay with imperfection. A lot of you are reading all of these books and you're trying to be perfect, and that's why you're stuck in a limbo and you think you're protecting yourself. Whereas you've basically captured yourself in a castle and you can't get out. You don't have freedom. You're afraid. Every time you see a young lady, you can't even recognize the feminine energy from the masculine energy. You see pygmies, you consider them feminine energy. You don't know the difference. You're confused. Right? Just because you had some past experience. And life is about experience. That means sometimes it's not perfect. That means sometimes you fall flat on your face, you pick it up, you brush it off. And that's how you learn the best in life, from experience. Right? Not knowledge. Not knowledge from textbooks, right? Oh, it's a textbook simp. It's a beta male. Cut the crap. That's the easy part, right? We've acknowledged he fucked up when they did the red table. He fucked up when he went out of character yesterday. But beyond that, what else can you learn? Are you stuck on, oh, he's a simp, right? It's either the only way you are having a good time online is if they're roasting a woman or if they're roasting a man who knows how to keep his family together. And in that same breath, you turn around and say, hey, we got to protect the nuclear family. Are you giving credit to the people that are doing it? Are you even willing to listen to them to learn one or two things? Maybe not everything. Maybe to learn what not to do. What crazy things would you do for love? Oh, wait. Maybe you've never experienced love ever before. Maybe you've never experienced love before. So you wouldn't even know what that feels like. What does love feel like? Okay, that's love from a standpoint of affection, right? I'm talking about, have you ever experienced a girl falling in love with you? Like you're about to take a trip and she's crying because she's not going to see you for a few days. You've never experienced that before, right? What about you seeing a girl that you really like and you like her at that level and you're willing to die for her? You want her to have your babies. Have you ever had that experience before? Or maybe you did, but that person broke your heart. You were a simp. You gave her everything. She broke your heart, but you can't get over it, right? Anyway, so what's going on, Victory Lap? Let's see what Victory Lap says. Will Smith was laughing at that joke about his wife. Yes, he was. He was. But he had a switch. That didn't mean anything. A lot of people try to interpret that to be some deeper thing, right? He could change his mind in the split of a second. I could be laughing like it, but I could be like, what the hell, man? Yeah, I could, it can happen. I don't understand why people are trying to translate that to mean something deeper, right? Laughing at that joke, he only stepped out after he saw his wife was not laughing. That is inconsistent. No, it's not exactly inconsistent. You got to think about nuances. Everything is not textbook linear curve like your mathematics or your algebra class. There are nuances. You can have a split second and say, oh, yeah, okay, that's not funny. I don't think that was funny. Okay, well, it made my wife feel some type of way. Remember, if you ever been in love or you love a wife at that level, the mother of your kids, you will feel her pain. It's a natural thing. It's not something you get to disconnect yourself from if you've had the experience before, right? So who's to say that's exactly invalid because he saw his wife's face and he decided to change his mind. I agree, he got caught up in his emotions 100%, and I discourage that for men because you can't afford to take your eyes off the bag and the brand and to potentially lose your freedom. And this world is vicious to men. And if you do that, again, there's no guarantee you can come home. But Will Smith, we're talking about Will Smith here. So let's keep our eyes on the ball, right? I'll come back to some of the comments in a second, all right? All right, so here's another question right here. Is this because Will had to hear it at home? I hear people say, oh, he had to hear it at home. He didn't want to hear it at home, so he got up. Like, really? You really think that's why he will stand up and risk him being brutalized on that stage by security? You really think that, right? I don't think that at all. I don't think it's relevant. He had to hear it at home. You think they go home and then bicker at each other? That's what you see? I don't understand why people are seeing that. Okay, she slept with Ugg. I get it. Okay, she talked disrespectfully about Tupac from time to time. But he seems to be okay with it. See, what I don't understand is that how did we get into a place where men right? We just get this excitement from talking negatively about another man's experience, especially when it's a man that has been successful at keeping his home together over time. Not a one-moment thing, not
Thanks for listening. You can listen to the full episode on the Man of Prestige YouTube channel at youtube.com/manofprestige. This episode, as usual, is sponsored by realestatemoneysecrets.com and getmymarriageback.com. See you over there.